Gopher senior safety Jordan Howden, believe it or not, is about to play in his final regular season game as a member of the Golden Gopher football team. He went through senior day last week in that game against Iowa. And let's rewind before we look ahead. How tough was that one last week, man? I thought the game plan was just about executed almost right to perfection. You were in scoring range, and then a couple of weird things happened, and you end up having to take kind of a bitter pill there. So how do you get through that and now look ahead to another emotional rival this week?
Yeah, at the end of the day, somebody has to win. It just comes down to every play. But I would leave it a doubt, though. Every play, offense, defense, special teams, everybody put their on the line, did everything they could. I'm just proud of the team to like just not giving up and giving everything they have. So,
was that the coldest game you've ever played in?
Yes. Besides the Purdue game my freshman year, yeah, that was definitely the coldest game I played in.
And the Purdue game, I've always looked at that as maybe the turnaround game to the P.J. Fleck era coming off. If I remember, that was the Illinois game the week before, and Purdue had just beaten Ohio State a couple weeks before, and everyone was talking, and the Gophers end up putting 40, I think, on them that day, and it was a cold day. So the youngster from San Diego by way of Las Vegas got a wake-up call on that day. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that was that's when I got the rude awakening. Like, oh, yeah, this is for real. That was the first win or two when it hit like negative 60 later in the year. Yeah, it was crazy.
All right. So what do you guys do to try to stay warm? Because I know in football there's also kind of that machoism, like, hey, we're either not going to wear sleeves or, you know, do some of those things. So you just try to stay limber and around the heated benches when you get a chance?
Yeah, when I'm on sideline, I definitely get on the bench as soon as I can so I could be as warm as possible when I get on the field. So,
well, the good news is this weekend in Madison is not supposed to be as cold. It's not going to be a heat wave either, but it won't be, you know, 1 degree like it seemed to be, you know, once the sun went down. I think it was 1 degree last week. So let's look ahead quickly to the Badgers. And before we preview the game, I want to take you back to last year, last Thanksgiving week, when there was so much to be thankful for generally, of course. And then secondly, you guys won the axe on your home field and the crowd rushed the field and they played jump around and all of that stuff. How cool was that? And how much do you remember? And I got to believe amongst last year with all the memories that you guys made in a really good season, 9 wins, that had to be in terms of on the field memories, had to be numero uno, didn't it?
Yes. Coming from that game, I remember everything about it, especially after the game, the crowd just rushing the field, just being lost, you know, having my parents out there. It was a pretty cool experience. Something I would never forget. So,
yeah. And then you get your hands on that axe. Were you able to take a chop at the goalpost then?
Oh, no, not last year, because I knew I was coming back. But this year, most definitely, I would definitely be doing that.
You're going to get a chance to chop it. So this could be 3 wins for you, right, in this rivalry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what do you recall of the 2018 game? That was your first season, and the team was coming on strong. In fact, it was just a couple of weeks after that aforementioned Purdue game, and you guys went in there and dominated at Camp Randall that day.
Yeah. What I remember from that game, it wasn't that cold, but I do remember when we won, just being on the field for like about at least an hour, having the fans going around in circles, going back from goalpost to goalpost, and just seeing the seniors, like the emotion, because, you know, it's been a while since we had the act. So it was a pretty cool experience, something I won't forget as well, and looking forward to do that again. So.
I remember I was not down there, but my sources say that there was some Axe body spray being sprayed in that locker room, which some of those uniforms still don't have the scent out yet, right?
Yeah, I remember that. We got in the locker room. It smelled good, though. Hey.
You guys smelled the sweet smell of victory and the sweet smell of the Axe body spray. I wanted to ask you some questions just about your career, too, as it's winding down here. Time flies. I ask this all the time of the seniors, and the answer is almost always the same, so I'll set it up in that manner, in the sense that they always cannot believe, one, how fast it's gone, and that it's already over, and that's always the advice then they give the young guys is to enjoy it because it flies by. Would you concur with that? How fast did this go for you? 5 years, too. It's not a four-year thing.
Yeah, it did go by fast, especially with 2020 because it was such a blur. So it just made it even faster. So it, like I said, for the message, just enjoy while you're here because you don't know how fast it really goes until you're in that position. So
What? Take me through your recruiting situation from how you ended up getting here. I know it was a walk-on situation to start, but obviously you were better than just a walk-on. You were one of the first guys from that recruiting class to actually get on the field and make some plays. But how did the recruiting come about? And you were a high school football player in San Diego, and then for recruiting purposes, you decided to try your hand at in Las Vegas as a high schooler.
I did my senior year in Las Vegas. I just remember going into my second semester of senior year. I wasn't really getting looked at too many places. Nobody was really looking at me. So I just started running track and just focusing on myself until I did get a coach coming from Minnesota, came to talk to me and then gave me the opportunity the next month. So that's an experience that I would never forget, the whole process of everything that happened. I just want to thank all of the coaches and the university for giving me a chance. So
it was a walk-on situation, but I think, right, you knew that if you came in and made your mark that at some point you'd likely earn a scholarship. But it maybe the opportunity came a little quicker than you thought, right?
Yes, most definitely. I didn't know coming off the winter break I was going to be getting that. So
yeah, and then the opportunity to even play and contribute probably came a little sooner than you thought. As a walk-on, it's not every day a freshman gets thrust into the middle of a Big Ten game on the road. I remember that. And then I think you and I have talked about this before. All of a sudden you're thrown in there. Antoine gets hurt. You're taking the spot of a potential All-American, and you had to take a lump or two, I suppose, as a walk-on freshman. And now here you are 5 years later, one of the leaders and stars of this defense.
Right. Just going in there, it was something I didn't think was going to happen. But you go out there and you get the rude awakening of how college football is and how fast it goes. And then you really got to take it. You really see what how it is for out there for the older guys. And you go out there and just have fun. But you got to know how serious it is and how fast the game goes. So.
What are the things you think you learned from maybe those early struggles to help, make you the player you are now in terms of being that senior leader and being in on plays and being in the right spots?
Just preparation, getting in the film room, getting with the other guys, everybody, rest of the defense. Going on there, just looking at the plays, looking at the different offenses, getting the playbook down pat. Because you're not going to get it down your first year. It just doesn't happen. But going out there, especially getting with the older guys, it really does help.
I talked to Mariano on a podcast a couple weeks ago, your teammate and fellow classmate, and he talked about that because you were a walk-on and a late add, they had already been, I think, in summer school for a little bit when you had gotten here. So you were kind of the newcomer, and everyone was like, okay, well, here's a newcomer. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, he's the first guy out of all of us to play, and then you fit right in, and here you are. What do you remember about maybe that part of it?
Well, I was told people thought I was a recruit for the next upcoming class, but nobody knew. I came a week and a half later than everybody. And when when they were told I was a new member of the class, people were like, oh, okay. And then got introduced, and next thing you know, I'm on the field. So it was a crazy, crazy ride.
Yeah, sounds like a little bit of a whirlwind for sure. this year and last year and even the previous year, you and your fellow safety back there, Tyler Newman, have made so many big plays, and you kind of have a real good tandem going. And I also talked to Tyler on our podcast earlier, and he talked about how close you guys have grown in the last 3 years and that you guys are, pretty close to best buddies now this year. What's that relationship meant to you?
When somebody first comes on to campus, you know him, but you don't really know him. And then, especially when the next year I came, Antoine had left, and knowing he's going to be on the field, you start to get more closer, especially on and off the field. And the process of that was it's a very cool process, just seeing him grow, especially from his first game into now. And just hanging out outside of here, he's definitely, going to be one of my best friends. So.
Yeah, you guys have that special handshake before every practice and every game, right? How did that come about?
With Tyler, he actually has a handshake with a lot of people on the team, so he comes up with it, but I just come with something I can just put in there. We have four different handshakes, that's what I'd be telling everybody, but we just pick and choose on which one that we want to do on that week, so.
Well, as we wind down your career here for this final regular season game this week, hopefully there's a lot of big plays to be made. I remember the one. I mean, everyone, I'm sure, still ask you about the interception in the end zone. Penn State 2019, what a special place and what a special time. Is that your top play, do you think, as a Gopher? And can you top it this weekend, hopefully?
You know what? That probably would be my top play. And that is something that I would want to do again. especially so.
Let's do it this weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Jordan, always great to see you. Thanks so much. And it's been a pleasure watching. It's been fun. It's one of my favorite parts of the job is watching a guy come in as a freshman, develop not just as a player, but also it's been good getting to know you personally. It's just been fun. Thank you.
Appreciate you for having me.